Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and her uncle, Mr. Fletcher Rush. The latter has the appearance of being unnaturally grave and solemn, and he's speaking in sober, impressive tones. Listen.
While we're waiting for Vic to get here, Sadie, honey, I'll describe the terrible fate that overtook Franklin W. McDilkey, his Uncle Jerry, his straw boss, and his barber, all of Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, I don't want to hear about people's terrible fates.
One of the saddest cases on record. Bitter tears were shed, pale hands clasped, faded flowers, grown man whippered and whined, and the scalding tears of the women and the children flowed like melting snow down trembling cheeks. Old people howled with sorrow. And melancholy music was played on the pipe organ as black robes.
You Vic now, managed. Uncle Fletcher? I just heard the kitchen screen door slam. Hello? You Vic?
It is very likely Vic.
Okay, Otto.
Vic.
Yes, very sad.
I say Vic. That's not sad.
Melancholy. Melancholy.
Oh, melancholy, my shoe. Quit making a whole lot of trash out of nothing, Uncle Fletcher. Ish.
What's the trouble, dear pals?
Evening, Vic, honey.
Good evening, Uncle Fletcher. You've got a brush on your cheek like a 16-year-old. Sadie, you're pretty as a picture. Let's kiss.
All right.
Could you lend me $40 million till Tuesday, Uncle Fletcher? Make it $80 million. Or better still, make it $160 million. No, while we're at it, let's set the figure at $320 million.
All right, Vic. We've had a little laugh.
What?
You made your comical remark. We guffawed and snorted. Let's not guffaw and snort all night. No point in running junk in the ground.
There's other junk being run in the ground, seems to me.
That's right.
What is all this?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where's Russell?
Uncle Fletcher gave him money to go to the picture show.
This isn't a matter to discuss in front of the children, Vic.
Another one of these businesses, huh?
Yeah.
Vic, honey, I found it necessary to summon you from your indoor horseshoe game over at Ikeney Suffer's residence because matters relative to a certain situation have reached a point for serious concern amongst those...
She definitely going to get married?
I don't know.
I beg your pardon, Sadie and Vic, honey.
Oh, excuse me, Uncle Fletcher.
I was under the impression I was speaking.
You were. We heard what you said. Go on.
When a man is talking in regard to grave and solemn matters, he appreciates the undivided attention.
Oh, sure, of course. We're sorry. Go ahead.
Well?
Your landlady, Miss Keller, going to get married, Uncle Fletcher?
Who said anything about that?
Nobody. I just jumped to the conclusion there's been some new developments.
I would prefer, Vic, honey, if you have no objections, that we take up the sequence of events in their natural order.
Okay, fine, swell, hot dog. Only let's get at it.
Never mind.
What?
Don't antagonize.
I have everybody's undivided attention now, are they?
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
You may find, Vic, honey, that this is not funny.
Honey and funny, you report and don't know it.
Oh, Ish, let's get this over with.
No, it's thunder.
Just before you arrived, Vic, I was telling Sadie here about the terrible fate that overtook Franklin W. McDilkey of Racine, Wisconsin. I was describing how bitter tears were shed, how pale hands clasped faded flowers, how grown men whimpered and whined.
Well, tell me about it some other time, Uncle Fletcher. Right now, I'm anxious to know why you summoned me home from Ike Niesuffer's basement.
Yes, it's warm and close in here. Let's get through with our discussion, then go out on the front porch. You say, do you, Uncle Fletcher, that it looks more and more like your landlady, Miss Keller, planned to get married?
I thought we agreed we'd take up this matter according to the natural sequence of events.
Well, all right, but let's start. It's a hot evening to be cooped up in a half-wit living room.
Perhaps you'd prefer to go outdoors and shriek this private personal situation from the sidewalk.
Oh, my.
I give Russell money to attend the picture show with. I considered it better if he was out of the way. I also took the liberty of telephoning Mrs. Niesuffer and asking her to stick her head down the cellarway and asking you to quit the indoor horseshoe game and step on over home.
She did that. She stuck her head down the cellarway and asked me to quit the indoor horseshoe game and step on over home. I acquiesce. I'm here. Now, shall we have action?
Sadie, honey, I am thirsty.
I'm thirsty myself.
I'll saunter out to the kitchen and bring in three tumblers of water.
I will.
No, I will. I meant to get a drink of water half an hour ago and complete
it. I said I would. Sit still. Stay where you are, Vic.
Oh, my.
Are they three water tumblers on the sink, Sadie?
Yes.
I won't be gone 2 minutes. At important conferences like this, there's generally drinking water on the table anyhow.
Is that a slam at me?
What?
Nothing.
I didn't catch that, Sadie, honey.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I won't be but a couple of minutes.
Say, this is ridiculous.
I know it.
Well, why don't you clamp down on him? It's absurd to let him push us around.
Oh, I just can't bring myself to spoil his fun.
Oh, thunder, it's fun. Look at us sitting here like nitwits on a hot July night, sweltering and wilting and wishing we were
outdoors. Well, I hang back from cheating Uncle Fletcher out of the big important pleasure he gets out of behaving solemn and mysterious.
Is his landlady going to get married and leave town?
I don't know.
Are there any new developments?
Yes.
Well, what are they?
Well, that's what he wants to tell.
You know what the new developments are?
Uncle Fletcher told me before you got here.
Well, holy smoke, if there's new developments and you already know what they are, why do we sit here in this stuffy
living? Uncle Fletcher wants to tell you about them. He loves having a big, enormous family conference. Makes him feel important and biggity to get all grave and dignified and solemn and lean back in his chair and talk wise.
Well, what in thunder is it to us if his landlady gets married?
Oh, now, Vic.
No, but really, he's of age. He can't expect us to fall down and sob and tear out handfuls of hair and scream in agony because his numbskull landlady decides to marry some lame brain and
mooch.
Well,
he can, too. Well, I say he can, too. I feel responsible for Uncle Fletcher.
Well, dandy. Only can't you count me out? I was having a jolly time pitching indoor horseshoes and the telephone rings and I have to come running
home. Oh, I don't think you injured yourself. And anyway, you ought to be interested in Uncle Fletcher's trash the same as me. Look, once, if Miss Keller does get married, it means Uncle Fletcher has to find another place to live, and he'll probably battle me tooth and nail wanting to go live at that horrible, bright Kentucky.
We've been all through that before. Sunder, I'm perspiring like a rattlesnake.
Well, I don't see anything to do but play ball with Uncle Fletcher. Let him enjoy himself with this business. He's got a right to have fun, same as anybody else. Anyway, what he's got to tell won't take 5 minutes once he gets started.
Yeah. Once he gets started.
Maybe only 3 minutes.
Well, what is it he's going to tell?
The new development.
Well, what's the new development?
Well, that's what he wants to reveal.
Well, you reveal it. You know it.
I know it, yes, but it wouldn't be fair to him to tell you in advance and cheat him out.
I won't let on you told me, and it would probably expedite and hasten matters. I won't give it away you spill the beans in advance. I'll be amazed and astounded. My jaw will drop. I'll grow white-lipped and trembling. Go ahead, before he gets back.
Well, this evening, just before supper.
Uh-huh.
Miss Keller received a long-distance telephone call.
From her lover in Yellow Jump, North Dakota?
Yes.
Hi-de-hi, ho-de-ho.
So you see, it is quite a development. Quite a big development.
What?
Uncle Fletcher said Miss Keller blushed and tittered and whinnied till who laid the chunk.
This guy from Yellow Jump must mean business.
Looks like it. Anyway, the situation's exciting enough, so Uncle Fletcher rushed over here to call an enormous big family conference.
Well, I expect
here
it.
He is.
I have some.
I let the faucet run so she'd get cold. Faucet water runs pretty sluggish and warm, middle of July.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Little breeze just sprang up in the kitchen.
Hope it stays. Just lay him down on the library table runner, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine. No, a few tumblers of drinking water laying around makes a conference look like a conference.
I'm on pins and needles waiting to hear the new development, Uncle Fletcher.
Yes, Vic, honey, I imagine you are.
Won't you hurry up and divulge the particulars?
Yes, Vic, honey, I will. Miss Keller, Vic, honey.
Yes?
Faces a great decision.
Really?
This evening, just before supper.
Yes?
She received a long-distance telephone call.
No.
From Yellow Jump, North Dakota.
You're joking.
I am not joking.
He's joking, isn't he, Stan?
No, I think he's telling the truth.
He must be joking.
Vic, honey, this evening, just before supper, my landlady, Ms. Keller, received a long-distance telephone call from Yellow Jump, North Dakota.
No.
Sadie, honey, as soon as you and Vic get a grasp on yourselves...
Yes.
I think we'd all better drink our tumbler full of water.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.